Leon County has an all-woman school board and a new district superintendent. Tuesday's district meeting saw the swearing-in of Rocky Hanna and Roseanne Wood. I'm Lynn Hatter. Former Sale High School principal Roseanne Wood is the newest member of the Leon County School Board, and she says she's looking forward to continuing her work in putting kids first.
I think we're all looking forward. I'm looking forward to speaking up for our children, including our teachers and our decision-making. I'm looking forward to making sure all of our dollars go down to the classroom as much as possible. Just looking forward to helping our kids with careers and internships and our littlest ones, making sure that we're doing all the right things for them.
Woods' election, coupled with the re-election of Dee Dee Rasmussen, marks the first time Leon County Schools will be represented by an all-woman board. It's a moment that brought Rasmussen to tears.
I just want to acknowledge that and say that I'm honored to be a part of it, and I'm grateful. I know you guys are not here for me. I understand you're all here for Rocky and Roseanne, but I also I also know that a lot of you also probably voted for me, and so thank you for that. Thank you.
Also marking the moment is Rocky Hanna, Leon's new school superintendent. Hanna fought through a grueling election season to wrest control of the district from scandal-ridden former superintendent Jackie Pons. Hanna says he was excited, yet apprehensive, when he started his first day on the job.
I should have known better. This school system is absolutely amazing. The way I was treated and greeted by Dr. Henderson and Dr. Gale and Scotty Crow, Assistant Superintendent Crow, reassured me that even as the product of our public schools, which I am, my family's been in this community nearly 100 years, that this school system is much bigger than any one person in any one position, starting with me. And I cannot thank you all enough for your professionalism and the way you all have embraced me. It's time to get on to doing what's right for our kids and our teachers and our schools.
The school board's new chairwoman is Joe Bowen, and the vice chair is Alva Swafford Striplin. Bowen says she is ready to help Hanna work on his priorities, but she cautions against cutting the district's budget too much.
And we applaud any offer you undertake to save dollars and do a better job, as long as it does not impact the ability of the district to comply with all of the appropriate laws and policies that guide us. As one board member, I am not prepared to cut the budget at the expense of our ability to run the district in accordance with the law.
Hanna ran on a platform that includes reducing district administrative costs and steering more dollars to the classroom. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.